Hello and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum Ben Moshe. Hello. Our topic today is maybe the question of all questions since the beginning of time. What do women want? Tal, please. Yeah, it's amazing that we have this question to this day, and it's very popular in culture and research. We know the movie that came out a few years ago with Mel Gibson, where he's a man whose character gets the ability to hear what women think, and he's really surprised about the depth and the complexity of their thoughts, and he himself undergoes a serious process of change. And the perception today is that a man is much simpler, more focused, and a woman's inner world is very deep, complex, and no one really understands it fully. Not even women themselves don't really know what will make them truly satisfied. And a common thought is that women are never really satisfied, that a woman always feels that she's lacking something. I read in this magazine about many researchers that are trying to decode the female mechanism from biology to the psyche, but they conclude with quoting Tolstoy, saying that a woman is a matter that no matter how much you delve in, you'll always find innovations. And to this day, there's no answer, neither in culture nor in science, but it intrigues everyone. So we'd like to ask you, what do women want? I don't think that it interests everyone. I don't think that you have to turn it into a world problem that the world revives around, even though that it is truly so. Because according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, the man and the woman, or the plus and the minus, heat and cold, doesn't matter. The different opposites that exist in nature, where nature consists of two opposite forces, they have to eventually come to balance, to the right connection between them. In the right connection between them, the man has to be the bestower and the woman has to be the receiver. But when she receives, that which the man bestows, and when the man bestows, he bestows that which the woman wants. Bestowing meaning to give. Yeah. And so it follows that both of them then this way bestow onto each other. A woman bestows onto the man the right kind of desire, and the man bestows onto the woman the right kind of fulfillment. But in order to bestow the right kind of fulfillment to a woman, he has to get from the woman the right kind of deficiency. And then the woman, in order to get the right kind of fulfillment from the man, she has to be impressed in the right desire from the right fulfillment. Meaning, both of them need correction in order to reach completion. And no one fills himself, but fulfills the other. And only then, this way, do we rise above our egoistic, short, and limited nature, where each one wants only for his own benefit, and we can reach the right kind, mutual kind of connection between us, and in balance between us, and the meeting will be in the middle, in between and above us, the so-called middle line. The man is presented as the right line here, the woman as the left line, and the meeting between them has to be in the middle as the middle line. This is actually how it's supposed to be. Why is a woman not understood? No one understands her desire. A woman is not understood because she is the subject of the deficiency, of the desires, where all these desires are actually aimed at the purpose, but they're corrupted. And therefore, women are in a much greater confusion than men. What do you mean that they're corrupted? Corrupted, it means that they want different fulfillments which are incorrect, which are a false substitute for the true fulfillment that they have. And as long as we have developed through history, just like animals, where we had food, sex, and family being the main things, then the women were connected to the family nest. And this is also the education they got and the examples they got from their grandmothers, their mothers, their neighbors. And this is how they knew that this is what they have to do. Meaning, they have to keep the household, prepare everything, know what their man wants, what the kids want, how to raise babies. Back then in the houses there were many babies, many kids, and the girls participated in it all the time with the mothers in the kitchen and preparing the house and in everything and doing the laundry and everything. And they knew that this is their future as well. And for each one of them to have a man, and that they'll have to care for the family nest. Whereas the man, he learned from the men some profession. In previous generations, even hunting, collecting things in the forests, in the fields, afterwards working in the field and so on. In short, work which is a bit further away from home, and he brought livelihood. In form of food or money. And this is how they existed, how they lived. The distribution of the burden was very clear. The distribution of the roles for everyone was very clear. And everyone learned it at home from childhood. And therefore, they also got married from the same village or from the same city or at least from the same country or the same people. Because then you get married to someone who knows what you want, and you know what you have to expect of her. Due to the example you got from home, from your family, and this is how they developed. So there was no question about what does a woman want, what does the woman want, what does the man want. Everything was very clear. And when about 100 years ago we went into the opening, the revelation of the big, global, integral, open world, and women started coming out of the house, that previously this wasn't customary at all. A woman that's not at home, it wasn't customary in any culture, in any nation. It was customary that a woman is under the rule of her father and then her husband. And if not under the rule of that man, the husband or the father, then she's a slut. It's something that's uncustomary, something that's not good. There were such throughout all of human history, but it was clear who they are and what they are, and also the attitude towards them was corresponding. Meaning the confusion with respect to the women's desire is something cultural or more internal? Net cultural. It's because we started connecting outside of the house, in universities, in different mechanisms. The woman went into the labor market. She disconnected from home, from the father, from the mother. And then the entire industry of cinema began, and television, and the internet. And the common novels took on more and more different forms, which confused women, how should they be. And we have to understand that a woman's desire is first and foremost for the family. I think that we can all agree about it, that that's how it is. It's a natural desire. And therefore, anything that comes and takes her out of this desire is artificial and disturbs and eventually corrupts. And we have to make a big detour that after many years that humanity is in pursuit of different imaginary goals, we are gradually returning to a state where women are in great despair, search, they're coming to different circles, and in the evenings, they go to places where they study psychology, psychiatry, different forms of how can they provide some fulfillment for themselves to calm this feeling of emptiness down, the feeling of loneliness. Mostly women have a family. In our times, I'm not really sure that that's how it is. I'm not talking here in Israel. I'm talking about the modern world in general. Maybe the same desires and fulfillments that a woman had 200-300 years ago are the same today. For a woman, it's so for sure. Only our ego that's constantly developing is really confusing us. It allows us to understand that aside from food, sex, and family, there's the matter of money, honor, control, knowledge, and suddenly it confuses women, also men, but especially women. And then we're in pursuit of all these things, and we think that it's good. And then a woman, she also has to work, and then I see that when I leave my apartment building where I live, they're all young couples, mom and dad around their 30s, that grab their children in the morning, stuff them into the car, bring them to the kindergarten or school, and the miserable kids that are suffering from being taken so early out of bed at 6:30 in the morning. 6:30 is even late, and then they go to work, and both of them, both the husband and wife, they come back late, they take the kids back, go home, and quickly start doing something, cooking, and everyone's in pressure and nervous, and the kids don't get any treatment or warmth, and certainly don't learn any way of behavior from their mom and dad and the feeling of a home, and from day to day for years, and we see that generation after generation is corrupted. And I grew up in a yard which was in a garden with many trees, bushes, and in it were three houses. My grandparents' house from the side of the mother, grandparents' house from the side of the father, and our house. And I saw how my grandparents from every side lived, and also my parents, both of them are doctors. My mom even used to go to work for 48 hours with a night shift. And my dad, also from morning till evening, was at work all the time. Compared to my grandparents that were at home all the time, both of the grandfathers used to go to work, but the grandmothers were at home. And it gave me a kind of a completely different feeling that my mom and dad, I don't know what they're doing, where are they? They go out of the house in the morning, come back at night, and that's it. And it's a big difference. This is the impression I got from how it was in the past and how it became corrupted, distorted in the 20th century. And we're much beyond that, where the kids, all together, they don't understand what is the role of the parents and the home, and they're getting their education through their mobiles, and neither school nor home take care of the education, the upbringing of the boys and the girls. So what do women want today? That which the media feeds them. This is what they want. These aren't their desires, and they have no opinion of their own. A long time ago, they've lost their natural desire, and they have a big frustration nonetheless, I think, because they want to have children, they want to have a family, be in a warm family, to raise the children, get contentment from them, and have a husband that cares for them. And that is not happening. They didn't get the education on the one hand, and on the other hand, they're not in a society. Speaking now about women, they're not in a society which supports it. Yeah, there's a lot of social pressure to go out and work, and women don't have the privilege of sitting at home and with a child. I think that soon we'll return to it in a different way, that nonetheless, less and less people will have to work, and maybe we'll understand that we will give the man this privilege of working outside, and nonetheless will give a woman the education of being at home. But will she really be happy as a result? It all depends on education. It all depends on how do we aim a person. A person himself, you can bring him to some primitive tribe in Australia. He'll grow up there, be happy, and won't ever want to leave. And if you take him to some developed city like New York and you put him there, then he sees himself as if he went into the jungle, whereas in the jungle where he lives now, he feels himself at home, that everything's arranged in a good, nice, warm way. It all depends on the way you prepare a person. Therefore, what does a woman want? If we're talking about her natural desire, she really wants a home, children, a safe place, to belong to a man, and for the man to belong to her, and for these things to really exist in a clear, natural, tangible way, and full and complete feeling. And what do you recommend for women that don't feel that they're satisfied, that they feel that they have to look for something? If so, we have to give them Kabbalistic education, where inside the right family, they can start achieving the inner spiritual goal, which raises them to an even higher level, where both the family and their connection with their husband become something by which they can rise. All the members of the family, they can ascend truly to a spiritual level. And then they won't simply get a fulfillment like in this world, some kind of satisfaction like honor, status, yeah, something temporary that calms them down. But they will also start getting a special fulfillment called man and woman, divinity or godliness between them, or in the right kind of connection between the man and the woman, they can also discover the higher force, the higher purpose. In short, something that you can't get or achieve in any other way in our world. So what do women want? At her foundation, this is the kind of a connection that a woman wants through the husband to also achieve the higher force through her husband. And in this way, the husband and wife are called in Hebrew or in the wisdom of Kabbalah, Zer Anpin and Malchut. And what they can reach, achieve, and the right connection between them is the fulfillment of the higher world. So a woman is a religious being, in essence. I don't know what you mean by religious. You said that what a woman really wants is to achieve the higher force through her husband. Yeah? Eventually, we're developing throughout history in our desires more and more until we, even inside our family, we start feeling an inclination towards revealing the inner essence of our connection. If it's the right kind of family, then in it, you start feeling a kind of a special upper, higher supplement called the revelation of the Creator to His creatures. What kind of supplement is that? After the family gets the right kind of education of how to connect between them, the man and the woman, not corporeally wise, sexually, corporeally or family wise, but spiritually wise, where each completes the other in terms of receiving and bestowing to each other in order to discover the Creator, to make place for the Creator to reveal between them. How do you define Creator? Creator, it means a love, not one that connects between them corporeally, let's even call it on the animalistic level, but a love which is unconditional, that doesn't depend on their ego, where both of them want to connect between them in order to give contentment to the Creator, in order to make place for Him to reveal, where by the revelation of the Creator between them, He gets contentment from it. Who? The higher force. What is the higher force? That's what I'm trying to understand. The higher force is the one force that rules all of nature, which is the force that's the origin of nature. Where does our world come from? There is a certain force which produces, forms, develops reality, and is leading all of reality towards a certain goal. We're beneath it. It also develops us as a part of this reality and is also leading us towards that same goal. The goal being for all of us to be interconnected as one man and one heart, all of humanity, and along with us, the lower degrees, still vegetative and animate. And this higher force is the only existing force in the world that controls and develops the whole of reality. To the extent to which we want to ascribe ourselves to it by our own free choice, and especially in our relations, then by that we can advance and equalize ourselves with it, be close to it, and then start feeling it because we want for that force to dwell among us. We want to discover it. And then we realize what it says, man and woman, divinity or godliness between them. So you're saying that a woman, in essence, what she really wants is to achieve that force? Yes. So what does she want? What is that force? Is it something abstract? Women are very practical. What does she want? She wants that in her family, this higher force will dwell in her family, because by that, her family achieves the safest state, happiest state, healthiest, and eternal. And this force, what is it? What kind of a force does she want for it to dwell in her family? It's a force that all in all is called perfection. Does a man want that too, or especially the woman? A man wants it, but in a different style, but he wants the same. He wants the same force, only in him it's expressed in a different way. Because as if the perception is that women have a much more complex, deeper desire. Everything is more complex and emotional. Because a woman, she's the will to receive. Her inner emotional world is more developed than the man's world. A man is more superficial, true. Another thing. But it doesn't necessarily mean that there's a lot to say about this. Because, for instance, artists, musicians, even cooks are men. Where there's greater fantasy, imagination, there are men. And women with the entire depth, with their entire emotional depth, they're pretty limited in utilizing it. Our time's almost up, so I want to ask you, you mentioned previously unconditional love. You said that a woman aspires to reach a state of unconditional love, and that this higher force that you've mentioned is actually love, so I'm kind of confused. Love, higher force, can you put things in order? We are inside nature. Inside nature, inside this operating nature, there's a special force. And this is how nature itself is called, which is a force which is developing all of the parts of nature. I understand, but what does unconditional love have to do with it? That this force is demanding of us to identify with it. How do you do that? By achieving a mutual love between us, where this love is non-egoistic, and this is why it's called unconditional. Why is a love which is unconditional related to that force that develops everything? Because it's completely independent of everything, above the entire ego. So how is it connected with that higher force? Higher, meaning that it's higher than our ego, and therefore demands of us to be like it, meaning for us to also rise above our ego. Is this something that the man can provide the woman with, or she has to achieve it? Through the man, that higher force provides it to the woman. Provides her with what? The force to rise above the ego. And where is the love here? The mutual connection where each bestows good onto the other is called love. What is the expression of love? That I want good for the other? This is the great purpose eventually. This is the great desire. What women want, what do they want? To be in the right kind, good kind of connection with their family, so the family will be well off. That in the family will dwell that force of connection and love called Creator. Bottom line. This is the bottom line? Yes. Intriguing. Our time's up. We'll love to talk about it again. Thank you, Dr. Lightman. Thank you, Tal. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.